This is Financial Standard, the definitive source of news, thought leadership and analysis for Australian wealth management professionals. Financial Standard, take the lead.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Standard podcast. I'm Chloe Walker and today I'm joined by the wonderful Katie Timms. She's the Director of SMSF Services at RSM Australia. And Katie presented an excellent session yesterday on the intricacies of incorporating farming assets into an SMSF investment strategy. Now, Katie, you mentioned in your presentation about how primary production properties come with a unique range of risks, opportunities and technical challenges that need to be considered at every stage of the SMSF investment. So what actually determines what a primary production business is?
Well, we're actually really lucky that the tax office has given us a tax ruling that pretty much breaks it down for us as to exactly what it is. So it tells us what is first considered primary production, which is what you would think it would be, right? Livestock, crops, fruit trees, all of those sort of things. And then the most important part is it also tells us what the business part of it is, because it's really easy for people to be owning a primary production property. Maybe it's a hobby farm, but making sure that it's actually operating as a business, that's the really important thing that we really need to work through.
Yeah, absolutely. And given that there are many factors that feed into the success of a farming business, the underlying values of the land can fluctuate over the years. So what are some of the different factors that can impact valuations?
Oh, look, there's so many. And what is so bizarre is that one farm can be worth something very, very different to a farm that's just down the road. So it is things like how many arable acres are there? You know, what kind of work has been done on the land? If it's cropping, what's the soil quality? How much rainfall do they get? How much of it is irrigated? Are there dams on the property? There is so much that can go into it. And, you know, we've even seen soil types changing, you know, from something that's quite sandy to something that is beautiful within 100 k's of each other. It's really varied and can create quite a lot of problems for people.
Oh, gosh, I can only imagine. But it also, like you spoke about, there's so many opportunities as well.
Absolutely.
Now, Katie, you did also talk about the importance of understanding family succession and also, you know, the history of the farmland. It's unlike any other asset class. So what are some of the issues that are key for SMSF advisors to understand prior to providing any advice on family succession?
Look, family succession with farmland is probably actually one of the most complex part of any kind of family business, because there's so much emotion attached to it. As you said, you know, these are family farms. This is something that's been in the family for so many generations. Yeah. Usually people have got emotional attachment to it. So the first thing that you really need to understand is making yourself aware of the layer of emotion that's going to be over every single conversation that happens around this. This isn't just a distant family business. This is really about something that has been in your family sometimes for multiple generations, and the decisions that you make on when do you pass it to the next generation. Are they ready for it yet? There's trust that's involved. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with different generations, so people that have different views on debt levels and all these sort of things. So succession is something that can sometimes take years to work through all of those issues. But the more things you talk about upfront, the easier that succession is going to be. So kind of being open about things, you know, talking about, do we need to leave ourselves open for what happens if a child wants to come back or not? And do we structure ourselves in a way that makes that easier? Those are the kind of things that you need to have. Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen, but where it does, that's where it goes the best.
Yeah, yep. So you talked about 2-hectare exemption, and it's a powerful exemption. So what does it mean for those who are willing to put their farming property in their SMSF?
So the 2-hectare exemption is actually really cool, which is a really dorky thing to say. But it really is, because what it means is it's the only way that you can live on an asset that your superannuation fund owns. So as long as your farming house, so again, we come back to that, is it a primary production business property? So we tick that off first. As long as it is, then you have got 2 hectares to use on that property for you to live on and without breaching any of the superannuation laws. I mean, it's a pretty cool, you know, niche loophole really that does exist.
Yes, yeah, and it's good to know about.
Absolutely.
And now finally, Katie, you spoke about Division 296. You talked about the 296 tax. So why is this so significant for farmers?
I'm so passionate about this topic at the moment because we've done some work with the SMSF Association to really dig into getting some real data. You know, there was some data released early on saying, look, this isn't a big problem for SMSFs. There's not a lot of farming property. You know, they're impacted the same as everyone else. And the reality is it's actually not true. Mm-hmm. So when you dig into the data, what we've seen is farming prices can increase significantly where lease prices don't increase by the same amount. So we're not generating the same amount of income off an asset that's gone up in value, which means that sometimes these people are paying tax on these massive gains, but not actually getting any income that's, you know, equivalent to that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's farmland, we're impacted by weather. We're impacted, you know, by fire. I mean, look at what's happening in the weather at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, we've got fires everywhere. We've got droughts. We have floods. That can massively impact the value. So you can have really big increase in value, and then within 6 months, the bottom can fall out of it. So we're asking people to pay tax on something that they have almost no control over. It's already a risky business to be in. It is just not fair.
Yeah, and we do need to look after our farmers.
Absolutely we do. Yes. Absolutely we do.
I love your passion on this topic. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you, Katie, and thanks again for your time on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Financial Standard podcast. For more information, visit financialstandard.com.au. Please keep in mind that the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider personal circumstances. Reliance should not be placed on any content without further independent financial research and advice.